Manhunt. The story of the clueless crime that led to Manhunt. No crime has been committed yet. No murder has been done yet. No manhunt has begun yet.
Put down that gun. You can't shoot me in cold blood. Don't just stand there staring at me. Please, please, I'll give you anything I have. You'll be rich. Please, just put that gun down and tell me what you want.
You can't give me the one thing I want, Barton. You see, I want your life. And I've taken it.
You've killed a man, murderer. You've killed and you've escaped without a trace. Or have you? Who will know you killed Ralph Barton? Who will start the manhunt? Manhunt and the Clueless Crime.
Drew Stevens speaking.
Drew, this is Bill Morton. I need help. What are you doing?
Working in my laboratory on a new theory for identifying bullet markings.
New theory, says. The old one's good enough. Let it be. I need you.
It's got to be awful important to get me away from what I'm doing, Bill. You know, someday the fact that I spent this morning working on ballistics may be the reason a murderer died.
Never mind about someday. We've got a murderer to find now. Ralph Barton, the millionaire, has been shot to death.
Huh?
I'm up at his Winter Lodge now. How soon can you make it?
Be there in an hour. And Bill?
Yeah?
Don't catch the murderer till I get there. I don't want to have made the trip for nothing.
Now let's stop this stalling. One of you killed Barton. Who did it?
In the best detective circles, they say, who done it, Bill?
Who done it, he says. Nuts to you, Drew. Now, come on. Which one of you killed Barton?
Take it easy, Bill. If it was as simple as that to get a confession, we'd all be out of jobs.
Take it easy, he says. A guy gets murdered this morning. I got to find his murderer, and I should take it easy. It had to be one of these two.
We'll find out who killed Barton, Bill. Just let me take over for a minute. Who are you, miss?
My name is Joan Holmes. I was Mr. Barton's secretary. He was the kindest man
I
ever...
Yes, I know, Miss Holmes. Now, did you hear the shot?
Yes, I did. But I was upstairs in my room, and I didn't dare go downstairs. This lodge is so isolated. There are no neighbors or anybody within 5 miles. And I was scared, Mr. Stevens.
Yes, I can understand that. All right. Now, who are you?
I'm Fred Grant. I work for Mr. Barton, too. You see, we, Miss Holmes and I... came out to the lodge every weekend to bring Mr. Barton reports and receive instructions.
I see. Where were you when the shot was fired?
Upstairs in my room. When I heard it, I rushed downstairs.
Uh-huh. See anybody?
See anybody? He says, yeah, 8 guys with rifles. You know we couldn't have seen anybody. Nobody could have left the house.
Did you see anybody, Mr. Grant?
The only thing I saw was the body on the library floor.
Uh-huh. Weren't there any servants here?
Oh, not on weekends. Miss Holmes and I help out when we come up.
I'm going to take both of them downtown. Tell them why, Drew.
As both of you know, it snowed last night. Nobody could have possibly entered this house or left it this morning without leaving footprints in the snow.
Well, how does that affect us?
Don't you see? There's 6 inches of snow on the ground. No one could have come into the house without leaving footprints.
Oh, I don't know anything about that. All I know is I didn't kill Mr. Barton.
Well, somebody did. That's a cinch. The fact that there are no prints in the snow proves the murderer is still in this house.
There's nobody in this house except these two. One of them did it.
I think I can tell you something to help you, Mr. Stevens.
Yes, what is it?
I know who killed Mr. Barton.
He knows who killed Barton, he said. What?
Yes, sir, I do. There was a man by the...
Come on, Bill. That shot came from outside the porch window.
I'm coming.
Come on, right out this door.
Come with you.
I'll turn on the porch light.
Okay, now what?
This is something. Nobody could have come here, killed Barton, and left without his footprints showing in the snow. Is that right, Bill?
Of course not.
And what I'd like to know is how somebody could have come from the road to this porch, shot Fred Grant, and escaped within 1 minute without a sign of a footprint out here right now. Please, Miss Holmes, crying won't help us any.
I can't help it.
Can't help it, she says. A murder committed while me, a homicide detective, is in the room. I'll be back on a beat for this. Will you put down that microscope, Drew?
Yeah, sure I will. Finished with it. Well, I've checked, measured, and compared the only two sets of footprints out there, Bill. You know who made them?
Two good fairies, I suppose.
We made them, Bill. You and I. And they're the only two sets.
The murderer must have left a trail of prints. Maybe they're covered up.
No, not a chance. I don't like to tell you this, Bill, but there is just no way it could have been done.
Fine. But the murderer did it.
Well, you may accept this as a distinct surprise, Bill, but so far the murderer has proven himself much smarter than we are.
I'll answer the doorbell, Drew. Be right back.
Okay. Now then, Miss Holmes. Yes. Fred Grant was about to name the murderer of Mr. Barton when he was shot. Do you know whom he was going to name?
No, I don't. I don't know anything. Please, Mr. Stevens, don't keep me here in this room. Let me go upstairs.
All right, Miss Holmes. Go ahead.
Thank you. Call me if you want to question me further.
Yes, I will. Thanks.
This guy's Donald Harris, Barton's lawyer, Drew.
Oh, how do you do? You've heard about Mr. Barton's death?
Sergeant Morton just told me. I can't imagine...
How long have you been Mr. Barton's lawyer, Harris?
2 years. Ever since I got out of Colton Law School.
You're kind of young to be a millionaire's attorney, aren't you?
Not so young. I got out of state college when I was 25. Took a couple of extra courses before I decided on law. Mm-hmm. Besides, Mr. Barton believed in... Let's see, how did he phrase it? The enthusiasm of youth as against the complacency of experience.
I see. May I ask you why you're here today?
Certainly. I have the fiscal year report of Mr. Barton's company with me. We were to go over it today. Is that all?
No, stick around, will you, Harris? I may want you later.
All right. By the way, Mr. Stevens...
Yes?
Where is Miss Holmes?
Oh, she's upstairs in her room.
Well, could I go see her? We're pretty good friends.
Yes, sure, sure. Go on up.
Oh, thanks very much.
Say, Bill, come on outside with me, will you? I want to see that snow again.
See the snow again, he says. What for?
I don't know yet. Come on.
Okay.
When we get on the porch, I want you to look around and tell me exactly what you see in the snow. But everything, okay?
Sure.
Good. Oh, here's the front door. Come on, Bill.
I'm coming. Well, I put this porch light on.
All right. Now, look around. What do you see?
What do I see, he says. I see three sets of footprints, which we made. You and I and Harris, going from the road to the porch here. And none going away.
Oh. Nothing else?
Nothing else, he says. Sure, nothing else. Except it's plenty cold.
Oh. What about that little hole in the snow halfway to the road?
What about it? You think the murderers walked on stilts or had a wooden leg? There's another one near it, and over here, there are two more holes.
I think I know how he got in and out of this house, Bill.
You do. Well, tell me.
Tell me, he says. Oh, no, Bill, not yet. Come on, I'm back in.
Freezes me out here. He asks me questions, and then he tells me nothing.
Oh, stop mumbling and come in here while I make a phone call.
Stop mumbling, he says. Drew, I've had enough. What's this all about?
Quiet, Bill. Looking up a number. Oh. Yes, here it is. Operator, give me Hastings 423. Yes, thank you. Now, Bill, hold your horses one more minute. Hello? Hello, this is Drew Stevens, police headquarters. Will you connect me with the sports editor, please?
Sports editor? Here we are in the middle of two murders, and you want to talk to the sports editor. Drew, you're crazy.
Bill, will you lower your voice? I'm calling about this case.
Lower your voice, he says. I'll lower your...
Hold it, Bill. Hello, sports editor. I'd like to know if Colton Law School goes in for athletics. Oh, it doesn't. Well, thanks just to say, wait a minute. How about State College? Oh, State does. Thanks.
Put down that telephone, Stevens.
What?
Don't move, Morton. I shoot straight. You'll know that by now. I said put down that telephone, Stevens.
Okay, it's down. So I was on the right track, eh, Harris?
Yes. It won't do you any good now. I'll confirm what you surmised. State went in for athletics, and I was on the track team. The star of the team. Don't move, Morton. That doesn't matter. What does matter is that I'm going to kill both of you. Now.
Oh. Good girl, Miss Holmes. You've knocked him cold.
Oh, did I? I heard what he was saying, and I tiptoed down and grabbed the first thing I could lay my hands on.
You did a first-class job of conking with that vase, Miss Holmes. I'll put a little jewelry on this guy's wrist. And then I want to hear your story, Drew. Now, start talking, Drew. I put another pair on you.
Okay. You see, Bill, it is possible to get across from the road to the house porch without leaving a print in the snow, providing you're athletic.
But nobody could have jumped that distance.
No. But remember the holes in the snow?
Yeah.
Four of them. Well, our little playmate made those holes in the snow. He pole vaulted over the lawn and onto the porch, dropped the pole, killed Barton, ran out, grabbed the pole, ran the length of the porch, and pole vaulted back to the road. And he did the same thing when he killed Fred Grant. That's what made the four holes.
I see. Thought he got away with it, but when he heard you making those phone calls to his college...
That's it. That's when he knew his masquerade was over. He knew we'd find out he had been a pole vaulter and that we could imagine the rest.
But why should he kill Mr. Barton and Mr. Grant?
Well, he killed Barton in all probability because he wasn't able to cover up some phony bookkeeping he had made for stealing Barton's money. He had to shoot or be exposed as a thief.
Oh.
Fred Grant must have suspected that setup and was about to name him.
Well, I'll just drag this hawk down to headquarters. I sure had enough excitement for one day. What are you going to do, Drew?
Well, Bill, I'm going to do something really exciting. I've been waiting for weeks to get a new acid at my laboratory, which I think I can use to bring out fingerprints after they've been rubbed off. Tonight I'm getting it. I tell you, Bill, if I get it to work, that's real excitement.